the Obama administration's management leader, shares a preview of her long to-do list. Beth Covert, Deputy Director for Management at the Office of Management and Budget, talked to a Professional Services Council luncheon this afternoon. Among her top priorities is rolling out the president's second-term management agenda. Covert says the new plan targets the efficiency and effectiveness of federal programs.
The government's commitment to an effective government focuses on delivering world-class customer service experiences for citizens and businesses. As part of this effort, we are focusing on initiatives to create high-quality user experiences for all different kinds of services, from veterans, pensions, and disability applications to the way citizens interact with Social Security and with tax and for taxpayers as they try and file their returns. Very timely this week for that one. We're committed to finding ways to deliver the best possible customer service to the American people. We've set the bar at the very high standards that we all experience in the rest of our lives. That's the bogey we're aiming for. We're also focusing on unknotting processes within the federal government. For example, we've got a big focus on modernizing the federal infrastructure permitting and review process for major projects. We want to reduce the time it takes to conduct reviews and simultaneously make permitting decisions that produce measurably better environmental and community outcomes. Another core part of our effectiveness agenda is what we've called smarter IT delivery. We know the administration has made strides in the past years improving the management of IT through mechanisms like PortfolioStat, which is a data-driven review of agencies' IT portfolios, the Cloud First policy, and others. But as all of you in this room know, we still have a lot more to do. To make progress in this area, we're focused on getting the best talent working inside of government, the best companies working with government, and enable those companies that work with government to do their best work. We're also focused on putting the best processes in place to ensure accountability for delivering results to the American people. We are still actively involved in this effort. In fact, we've had a number of dialogues with PSC overall and some of you about how we can advance this agenda. And we're making progress, though much here too remains to be done. For example, one of the initial pieces coming out of this effort is the work that GSA has done to launch FB Open, which are a set of open source tools to help small businesses search for opportunities to work with the U.S. government. It's more than just a search engine. It really helps to allow users to customize their searches for opportunities, and we think this is one of the many tools we can provide to make it easier to match the right companies with the right needs inside of government. We also want to continue to work with the contracting community more broadly to find ways where we can create tools like this, as well as leverage the flexibilities that already exist within current law to make it easier for us to do business together. We all know, and I think all of you know as well, that when you get a great acquisition officer who really understands the flexibility that exists, is willing to use that and put it into practice, is working closely with the mission side of an agency to think about what needs are, you can develop very effective vehicles. You can develop really effective working relationships. One of our core challenges is to make sure that that happens, that we can take advantage of that on an ongoing basis with ever more regularity, and we're thinking about ways to do that. So that's effectiveness. I want to turn for a minute to efficiency. I am, after all, part of the Office of Management and Budget. So we are still focused on efficiency. We believe it is critical to think about how we are getting returns for taxpayer dollars. We want to focus on the quality and value of core operations, particularly administrative services within the government, to enhance productivity and increase cost savings. One of the areas we remain focused on is expanding strategic sourcing, using the federal government's buying power to save on essential purchases. We're also focusing on increasing the use of shared services across government in human resources, finance, and IT. We want to expand on the successful efforts underway in this area, as well as other important initiatives that are continuing from the first term, whether that's lowering administrative overhead, cutting improper payments, saving on real estate costs, reforming military acquisition, and consolidating data centers.
That is the Deputy Director for Management at the Office of Management and Budget, Beth Covert, talking to a luncheon hosted by the Professional Services Council today. Covert says the last part of the new management plan is focusing on federal employees and the federal workplace.
A 21st century government depends on an engaged, well-prepared, and well-trained workforce with the right set of skills for the mission government needs to achieve. Despite the challenges of the last few years, federal employees continue to persevere and serve the American people with passion, professionalism, and skill. We want to make sure that these talented public servants have the right tools and are supported by a culture valuing excellence and encouraging innovation. One of the areas that we want to prioritize in the people and culture elements of the agenda is leadership development. One of the pieces in that is focusing on the SES. How do we bring SES? How do we help them become effective leaders? We've all seen, and I'm sure you see as well, the difference that having really talented people, really engaged people in those core roles. We're working on that as part of the agenda. We're also working on recruiting the next generation of federal leaders so that we can sustain our workforce so it can continue the work and do the work of the nation for decades to come. So as you see, the president's management agenda is ambitious and cross-cutting. In some areas, we're looking to extend progress we've made, and in others, we're moving forward in different ways.
That's Beth Cobert, Deputy Director for Management at OMB, talking to the Professional Services Council today. Cobert told the crowd she also has her focus on reforming the security clearance process. The White House published a report last month that detailed more than a dozen proposals to fix that system. In a post-Navy Yard world, Cobert says it's critical that common standards apply whether the clearance holder is a federal employee or a contractor.
By applying common standards, we are recognizing that there's a need to protect our national security. We apply those common standards, as I said, to the contracting community and to employees because national security is no less critical when the work is performed by contractors than it was when it is performed by federal employees. And frankly, the men and women who make up the contractor workforce are no less patriotic than their government counterparts. Recent events, unfortunately, have reinforced the importance of improving the ways we conduct suitability and security reviews, as well as the challenges in doing this important work effectively. As an administration, we are committed to making progress in this area and implementing changes as soon as practical. The Interagency Performance Accountability Council, the PAC, of which I chair, is driving the implementation and coordination of these recommendations across the executive branch in a coordinated way. Overseen by the PAC, the administration has created a central implementation team that will coordinate and accelerate multiple efforts already underway across the federal government. This team, which includes OPM as the suitability executive agent and ODNI as the security executive agent, has already started their work. And the team includes representatives from all those agencies that I described earlier. We are developing and will release a detailed implementation plan in the coming months as part of the reporting associated with the new cross-agency priority goal for insider threat and security clearances. That goal is led by Catherine Archuleta at OPM, Dr. Clapper at OPNI, and Michael Daniels from the National Security Council. So it's a true, again, cross-government effort. And they will be providing status updates for this and our other cross-agency goals on performance.gov on a quarterly basis. We're also committed to working with the National Security Council, the Department of Homeland Security, and agencies across government to transform the way the federal government addresses cybersecurity by shifting from paper-based security reviews to a continuous diagnostics and mitigation approach. The importance of our focus on cybersecurity has only been made more clear by the recent Heartbleed threat. On this issue, we will continue to work closely with federal, state, local, and private sector partners to identify threats and implement mitigation strategies. Let me add to the comments you may have seen on either the DHS or the WhiteHouse.gov blog the reminder that we should all be changing our passwords. I know I spent much of the weekend trying to remember where I had passwords and changing those. On these issues of security clearance, cyber, and the entire management agenda, we are committed to holding ourselves accountable for delivering results.
That's the Deputy Director of the Office of Management and Budget, Beth Cobert, speaking at the Professional Services Council today. You can read more about the administration's plan for overhauling the security clearance process from my colleague Jack Moore at federalnewsradio.com.